Hi guys, welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another Evemas episode. We are back with episode 8, so it is December 8th today. And I'm excited for today's episode. I got quite a few direct messages to talk about this topic, and I'm excited to kind of just sit down with you guys and talk about it. So a lot of you wanted me to talk about independence and being independent even when you're in a relationship and even when you're in high school, because in past episodes, I've kind of talked about how when you go into college, it's easier because you're working a different job or you have a different class schedule than your friends and everyone's kind of on different schedules. Maybe you're, you know, commuting to school, maybe you're dorming, you're in a different state than your friends, and you kind of have more room to be on your own and to be more independent. So today I kind of just want to talk about being independent in high school, because in high school you're kind of stuck with the same people and you're kind of just thrown into this place just because your parents chose to live in that town. But when you're in college, you have a little bit more of a choice to kind of go where you want and figure out, you know, how to kind of navigate your life through college, figure out where you think you'd be, what environment you would work best in, what group of people you would work best in. And that way, when you go to that school, you have a little bit more of a choice of who you want to be friends with, because number one, there's going to be more people at that college than there were at your high school. And number two, the fact that you and these other people are at this school, you share some type of similar interest, and that makes it a little bit easier to become friends with these people. So I think that could be like super important to kind of just focus on, is when you're in high school, you are being thrown into these group of people. You don't really have a choice on who you're surrounded by in high school. So I think it could be a little bit more difficult to be independent in high school. So I kind of just want to talk about that today, talk about what to deal with like toxic friends in high school. And if you're kind of just going through something and then on top of it, you have school assignments and all of that and just everything. And also being independent in a relationship, because I did get quite a few questions about people saying, I want to get into a relationship, but I also want to be independent. Can I do both? And I'm here to tell you that you can do both, and I'm going to talk to you guys about it. So let's start off with independence in high school. So I think when it comes to high school, like I said, you're stuck with these people, right? And in high school, you don't want to do things alone. You don't want to sit in the lunchroom cafeteria by yourself and eat food by yourself. You know, that's just something you don't want to do. You don't want to go to the prom by yourself and have no one to like take pictures with or dance with. There are certain things you don't want to do on your own when you're in high school. So I feel like it's just at a certain point, it's kind of like you don't want to be independent in high school because you're so dependent on the people around you. And I think it's normal to be dependent on the people around you when you're in high school, because you don't want to show up to things alone. You don't want to go to a pep rally by yourself. If you're in sports, you don't want to be like the odd one out on the team. So being dependent in high school is a super normal thing that happens. And even for me, I was definitely dependent on the people around me when I was in high school, because like I said, I didn't want to do things alone. And I didn't really gain independence until after I graduated high school and was going into college. So my tips when it comes to being independent in high school, but still having people with you so you're not completely alone, is kind of just try to eliminate people who are toxic in your high school. Like, I feel like we stick onto these super toxic friends or toxic people in our lives just because we're scared of being alone, when really it's draining us so much more than being alone would drain us. So if you're keeping these toxic, horrible people in your life just because you don't want to be alone, that's actually going to take so much more energy out of you and give you such negative characteristics than it would if you were just alone and without these people. So a big tip I have for you is to really evaluate who's in your life. Who are you spending your energy and time on? Is this person having a positive or negative effect on you? And kind of just focusing on that, because I feel like when we're in high school, we're not really focusing on, is this person going to better my life, or is this person going to be, you know, a positive light on my day, or are they going to have a positive impact on my year? It's like, we don't think that stuff about people in high school most of the time. Like, most of the time we're kind of just like, yeah, this person is who they are, but they sit with me at lunch and we laugh with each other, so who cares? So you just put up with, you know, the negativity that they throw at you because you just want to be close friends with someone. And I think that's a super, super normal way to be, especially at that age. But at the same time, I feel like we shouldn't really normalize it, and we shouldn't normalize putting up with people who make us feel bad just because we're afraid of being by ourselves. I think that we need to break through that, and we need to be our own best friends, and we need to learn that the relationship we have with ourselves should be way more valued than the relationship that we have with other people, because at the end of the day, the relationship you have with yourself is going to affect your friendships, your relationships with everyone else around you. So My biggest tip is if you're in high school and you're like, I want to be more independent. I don't want to rely on these girls anymore that are in my friend group because I feel like they leave me out a lot. I feel like sometimes they make really bad comments towards me. I know that they talk badly about me. I feel like they hang out without me or text without me. And I don't really want to be surrounded by that. You simply just have to step away from the situation. And I know it's easier said than done because I've been in your position, but you really just need to step away from the situation. If these people are not making you feel good about them, about yourself, there is not one reason that they should be in your life anymore. Like if they are not making you feel good and they only make you feel bad and they can make you anxious or upset or anything, there's absolutely no reason why you should be like, oh, I have to keep them in my life. Because no, you don't have to keep them in your life if that's how they treat you. I'm not saying every single person that hurts your feelings, just cut them off and that's it. Like block their number, block them on Instagram and walk away from that. Like, no, you don't have to be super aggressive with it. But if this is someone that you've been friends with for a while and it's someone that you value, but you feel like they don't reciprocate the same energy towards you, I think you should confront the situation and just be like, hey, like, you make me feel XYZ and I don't like feeling that way. And I know that you could change feeling that way by doing this, 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 you know, whatever it is. And if they take your feelings into consideration and they're like, oh my God, I never noticed that I did that to you or that I made you feel that way. Like, I'm sorry. And I'll really like focus more on it. And you can tell by their actions, not just their words, that they're actually making changes and actually trying to be there for you. I think that's a huge difference because that way they see like, okay, wait, this person really values me and I didn't notice that I made them feel this way. Like, I don't want to make this person feel this way because I want this person in my life. And if they actually make those changes to make sure that you do feel valued and you do feel wanted and you don't feel anxious around them, then they're worth having in your life. But if they completely neglect what you said and they don't do anything about it or they don't respond to it or they call you dramatic over it, then cut that person out, you know, because at the end of the day, you don't owe anyone an explanation. You really don't. You don't have to explain why you feel a certain way. You don't have to explain why you feel a certain emotion or a certain feeling. You feel the way you feel and that's it. That's the bottom line. There's no like, someone can't tell you you shouldn't feel this way and you shouldn't feel that way. And I know sometimes that slips out of our tongues easily if we see our friends upset over someone that maybe we think in our eyes they shouldn't be upset over. But at the end of the day, unless you are literally in this person's shoes, which you cannot be because everyone's situation is different, you have no say or no judgment on how this person feels. So if you're telling this person that you don't want to be friends with them anymore because they make you feel a certain way, or you don't even have to say, I don't want to be friends with you, but you could just be like, hey, you make me feel this way and I still want to be around you, so could you maybe just like make those changes, and they neglect it, like don't reach out to them anymore, slowly distance yourself from them, even if it means that you have to walk into the cafeteria by yourself and eat lunch alone and whatever, because it's like in the moment you're gonna be like, oh, this sucks, but at the end of it you're gonna find new friends through it. And even if you don't, because your high school is small or whatever, you're gonna have more value in yourself and be like, wow, like I did that. Like I walked away from the situation. I'm proud of myself from walking away from the situation, you know? So that's honestly gonna mean so much more than just having someone to sit with and laugh with during your periods. Like that's gonna mean so much more to be in class period by yourself and everything. So I think if it comes to you want to be less dependent on people who make you feel like that, that's what you should do, is confront the situation and see if their actions match their words, or if they neglect your feelings, if they care about your feelings, if they make these changes, whatever it is. So that's my advice with that. And just for independence, I think the biggest thing with independence is finding something that you love to do that's yours, like just yours. Like for example, my podcast, like, you know, this is something that's just mine. It's like I said, when it comes to working out, it is my independent space where when my headphones are in and I'm doing my workout, like I'm in my own zone, I'm on my own, like I'm doing my own thing. But sometimes like I'll bring someone with me and we'll go enjoy a workout together and whatever. Same with my podcast. It's like I'll do it, but my friends, my boyfriend, my family, like they're not involved in this. Like this is my thing that I created and that I work towards. So this is my sense of independence, is this podcast. So it's like, I went to the city like what, last month or something. I went into Brooklyn by myself. I drove in by myself. I met up with two girls to record a podcast. Like that was a situation where I really had to like, you know, put myself in a different pair of shoes and really just be a little bit uncomfortable and out of my comfort zone and just step out of what I usually do. And yes, it was a little bit nerve-wracking and a little bit scary, but at the same time, it helped me grow and it helped me experience new things, meet new people. And I feel like this is something that we really need to take advantage of, especially in the ages that we're in, and just taking advantage of the fact that we're young and we have time. So that's kind of like getting a little bit off topic, but I feel like a big part of independence is having your own passion and your own side hustle that you love doing and that you are building on your own. Because at the end of the day, when you have really good friends or you have a really good relationship, right? Because someone asked me to talk about being independent in a relationship, this person that you're dating, you're going to surround, like, you're, this person's going to be your life. Like, they are going to be someone that you love so, so much, care about so, so much, think about all day, prioritize everything, especially in the beginning, you know, especially when in the beginning and you're excited about it and you're obsessed about it and whatever, right? This person is going to mean everything to you. But that doesn't necessarily mean that your whole life has to be thinking of this person, and the same shouldn't be for them. And this is why when couples break up, one couple is always really losing their mind over it, because they didn't have their own independent passion or side hustle or their own independent life away from this relationship. So when they ended things with this relationship, so many more things in their world ended because it's surrounded with that person. This was the person they worked out with. This was the person they went to class with, the person they went grocery shopping with, the person they hung out with after school or after work, the person they texted and FaceTimed all, like, this was the person they revolved their whole life around, and they didn't have one thing to themselves, right? Even if they would work out, it would be with this person. They didn't have their own passion or side hustle separated from this person. And that's your first mistake in a relationship about being independent. You will not be independent if you surround this person or you give this person power in every single aspect of your life. Even if you are in the healthiest, most loyal, trustworthy, loving, caring relationship, like, that is how I feel. That is my place right now of where I am in my life. And at the end of the day, like, this podcast is mine. The job he has is his. And that's kind of how it needs to stay. I'm going to share things about my podcast with my significant other, and, you know, vice versa. But at the same time, you need to kind of have your own separate thing that this significant other has nothing to do with, because that's something you're going to be building on your own and you're going to be working towards, and something you're going to be proud of yourself for. You're not going to need anyone else to build that up besides yourself. And I think obviously if you're in a healthy relationship, you're going to be able to be independent. Whereas if you're not in the healthiest relationship, maybe your significant other doesn't want you spending time on something else and, you know, whatever. And I think that's a major red flag right away. But I think when it comes to independence in a relationship, the biggest thing is having a side hustle or a passion that has nothing to do with your partner, and that is yours and something that you love to do that's separate from them. Because you can love and care and shower your person with as much affection and everything that you want. This, having your side hustle and passion, isn't going to take away from them. You know, it's not going to take away love from them. You're still going to love them the same, but it's just a matter of having that thing that separates independence versus being very dependent on someone. You don't want to depend on anyone, no matter who it is, your parents, your best friends, your significant other, your husband, your wife, like, anyone. You don't want to have to depend on anyone in life. You want to make sure at the end of the day, you got yourself. And you're probably like, how do I get to that stage? Because trust me, it's been a long journey for me to get here. I can confidently say I love myself. I love spending time with myself. I love hanging out with myself. I'm proud of myself, and I have so much potential. And I could sit here and I could say that, and I'm not going to stutter or double think it. Like, this is how I feel, and I know this. However, there are things where I'm like, okay, how am I supposed to depend on this and that? I'm a college student. I am not at my financial best. I think most college students would agree and be like, yeah, I'm definitely not financially thriving. I'm not financially independent. Like, I still have student loans to pay off, et cetera. And I think that's super normal, right? I think as a college student, that's a super normal way to feel and to just be like, yeah, this is tough. Like, I'm not really sure how to get out of this little, you know, rut. So when it comes to that and you're a little bit more dependent on your parents for money or, you know, whatever, that's okay. I get it at certain stages. But at the end of the day, when you graduate college and you have a full-time job, you don't want to have to depend on anyone to keep paying for you. Like, that's something you want to work for yourself. You want to be able to afford your own life and not depend on anyone else. So I think when it comes to being financially independent, it just depends on the stage of life you're in. Obviously, there are things you can do to earn money that are small things you can do while you're in school. You could work and everything, but being financially stable and independent while you're in college is definitely not a common thing. So when I say independence, I don't necessarily mean financial independence, because everyone is at different stages of their life. So when it comes to independence, like I said, it's all about your side passion, your side hustle, something that's yours. And it's a huge part of your self-love journey. Like I said, I've not always been at a place where I've been able to sit with myself and just hang out with myself and enjoy time with myself. Like, I definitely was not always in that place or in that state of mind, which I think is okay. I think that it's not something that, you know, you're gonna be every single day. Like, obviously there are days where, you know, I'm gonna have FOMO and I'm gonna miss out on people hanging out without me because I wasn't invited or I wasn't able to go. And, you know, there's gonna be days where I wish I wasn't home alone and I wish I was hanging out with other people. Like, 100%, there's always gonna be days like that. And that's something that I completely stand by. But at the end of the day, I feel like majority of the time I am by myself at night. I am hanging out by myself on my own, everything like that. And I do enjoy and I don't get mad at it. And it's because I have podcasts to record, podcasts to edit, homework to do. Like, I have so many things to keep myself busy and to build up my potential and to further the, you know, success of my future. So because I have that, it's such a good feeling to kind of be okay with, you know, being by myself. So I think that's a really important thing to kind of focus on, is think about things that you love about yourself, whether it's your work ethic, your motivation, your inspiration, you know, your humbleness, your intelligence, whatever it is that you love about yourself. Make sure you think about these things every single day and appreciate yourself for being that person. And I know that sometimes it could seem a little bit more difficult to do that and a little bit harder to see the good in yourself. But that's the beginning of your self-love journey, and that's the beginning of you starting your independence, whether you're in high school, college, you're in a relationship, you're just out of a relationship, no matter what it is, like, that's going to be the biggest, biggest thing when it comes to gaining your independence and loving to be independent. Like, I promise you, that's something that's really, really going to help you out. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's not going to be something where you wake up and you just say it and you're, you know, whatever. You're not, it's not something that's an everyday thing. There's going to be days where you're down. There's going to be days where you're anxious or more sad than other days. And you kind of just need to reflect and be upset and let your emotions out and have a bad day. And I think that's super, super normal. So that's kind of my whole spiel on, like, independence and how to kind of be independent in a relationship and be independent in high school. You just need to step back from any situations that don't make you feel good and that don't let you see your true value and your true worth, because the more you build these things up in your life, the more it's going to affect you, whether you see it or not. Like, sometimes we're around people and we don't realize how much they really have a negative effect on our life. Like, we don't really see how mean they are or how much their comments really mean to us or their intentions behind their actions. We don't see these things because we don't care enough, but slowly, slowly they're ripping away confidence and self-love from ourselves. So I think just being more aware of the way people are treating you and not overthinking it. Like, I'm someone, I overthink a lot, so I totally get it, but not overthinking it and kind of just focusing on how this person makes you feel. Do you leave after hanging out with your friends and go home and feel emotionally drained because you're faking your emotions or you're faking the way you felt or, you know, whatever? Or do you go home and are you grateful for the friends that you have, and are you happy for who you surrounded yourself by? You know, there's always going to be different ways on how you feel about a certain situation. And I think you just need to be more aware of the way people are making you feel. I don't want you to listen to this episode and be like, okay, I'm going to be all on my own and cut myself off from all of the friends in my life and just be on my own, because that's not at all what I'm saying. I'm truly just saying that you have to value the relationship you have with yourself more than you value the relationship you have with your friends, with your significant other, with your family members, everything. Because I have a whole episode on how self-love is the center of healthy relationships and friendships. So definitely listen to that as well. But that is the beginning of your independence, is having a relationship with yourself and self-love within yourself. Because if you don't have self-love and self-confidence within yourself, you're not going to want to be on your own. You're not going to want to be independent. You know, there's many different sides of independence, many, many different sides, whether it's financially independent or, you know, successfully independent, whatever it is, there's different sides of independence. And I think that I know that the first step is how you treat yourself and how you see yourself. Because if you're going to be left alone all the time and trying to learn to love your alone time and enjoy your alone time, something that you really, really have to value is yourself, your morals, your values, your everything you're proud of yourself for. Do your affirmations every single day. You know, these are things that you hear all the time, but you don't realize how much they really build you up the more and more you do them. I've used this example before, but let's say you want to lose, let's say you want to just like become toned and be healthy and love working out. You're going to wake up in the morning. You're going to go to the gym. You're going to come home, right? Before you sleep, is your body going to look any different? Absolutely not. You just did one 45 minute workout. It's not going to look different. Next day, do you do it? You're going to look different? No. 3 months from now, you worked out. Are you going to look different? Yes. The same thing comes with affirmations. You're going to, you know, write, I am confident. I am beautiful. I am successful. I am this. I am that. In that moment, are you going to be all those things? No, you're not going to feel all those things. You're going to feel happy after doing it and you're going to slightly be there, but you're not going to wake up the next morning or walk away from that sheet of paper a completely new person. But the more and more you do that after 1, 2, 3 months, you're going to see yourself transform and you're going to be like, wait, who is this person in the mirror? Like, I don't even recognize myself because of how confident I am right now. Like, I didn't even realize I had this in me. And that's like a huge, huge thing to focus on and something that we really get lost by and don't even notice. The little things that we do every single day are what's going to build up our independence and our self-love with ourselves. Whether you see it right now or not, we have to do these little practices like meditations, manifestations, affirmations, side hustles, passions, surround ourselves with people we love, all these little things. And that's what's going to help build up our self-love journey. So that's my little independence in high school, independence in a relationship, what it centers from, talk. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to this in the morning, I hope you have an amazing day. If you listen to this at night, I hope you have an amazing day tomorrow and that you had an amazing day. Thank you so much for all the support you guys have been giving me on this series. I'm so, so grateful for each and every one of you. Make sure to DM me any questions that you have, any advice that you have. I got quite a few DMs this week and I do write down what you guys want me to talk about. So don't think I forgot about you. I totally didn't. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to today's episode and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.